Spending a few minutes now with Temple women's basketball coach Tanya Cardoza. Her squad getting ready to host Iona tonight. And coach, let's talk big picture here. I know it's been rough wins and losses here in the early going, but you played a couple of really good teams the last couple of times. Doc, got pretty good efforts out of your group in defeat. What do you think? Is this group finding its way a little bit?
I think so. That's what I'm hoping for. I feel like, you know, it has been a rocky start, but these last two games against great competition on the road, I felt like, you know, we played with a sense of urgency, with a lot of energy and passion, and I'm hoping that'll carry over for the rest of the year. And if we play like we played the last two games tonight, I think we should be able to pull out a win.
You're getting great numbers out of Mia Davis, the sophomore, nearly a double-double, and it looks like she's kind of doing it all. Talk about her skill set. What's allowing her to have success?
You know, she's a special kid. She's a positionless player where she can, you know, play any spot on the floor, and she can do a lot of things. She's expanded her game this year, knocking down the three. I think she probably has the best shooting percentage from there. But she's just a kid that's just going to work and wants to win. And, you know, she's limitless. There's not a lot of things that she can't do. She's not the tallest person. She's not the fastest person. But right now, she's the most effective player on our team.
Let's talk about this Iona team. They have struggled as well, come in 1-6. What jumps out at you on film when you look at them?
You know, they work hard, and their record really doesn't mean anything to me. Last year when we played them at their place, all I remember is that first quarter coming away with, I think, 2 or 4 points. You know, they play hard. They're young. They're, you know, inexperienced in that sense because it's a bunch of new guys. But they work hard. They have a kid, Morgan, who can shoot the ball, and we have to make sure that we limit her touches. But it's going to be about us. We have to go out and, like I said, play the way that we've been playing the last two games. And if we do that and put tremendous pressure on them, I think it'll be a good night for us.